Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1925, recorded on Thursday the 22nd of September 2016, bringing you news and information from the Norwich Evening News. After this recording, you will find an additional recording, and here is David Potten to tell you more.
Hello, this is David Potten. And in addition to editing this week's Chatterbox, I would like to introduce the October edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. We have an extraordinary group of people featured in this month's edition. They include Steve Baxall, Walking on the Wild Side, Tom Edwards, a television continuity specialist, and no relation to our Tim Edwards, as far as I know, Jonathan Wills, newsreader for Anglia Television, Roald Dahl and his Tales of the Unexpected, Big Les, Mr. Wyndham King, Maisie Kitt, Queen of the Slimmers, a boy who was not in a balloon, a co-editor who doesn't like change, and a driver who loves changing gears. You really don't want to miss this medley of characters. So, listen in to the October edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk, right after this recording of Chatterbox.
You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's Norwich 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We love to hear from listeners. This first part of Chatterbox is read by me, Alison Aplin.
And by me, Brian Clark. This week we welcome two new listeners, Dennis Taylor from Porringland and Jean Reed in Norwich. We hope you enjoy listening to your weekly edition of Chatterbox and to the other features we send out. Part one of this week's Chatterbox includes news stories, letters and emails from evening news readers, and the autumn nature notes read by our popular special contributor, Chris Skinner.
We've had several news stories about driving this week, with large numbers of drivers being stopped for driving too fast, driving while using mobile phones, or driving while eating crisps. And we also heard about new proposals for 20-mile-per-hour roads in Norwich. We've also been learning about the plans for Christmas in Norwich. But we'll start with one of the stories about distracted drivers.
More than 2,000 motorists were caught speeding in Norfolk and Suffolk during the week-long enforcement campaign last month. Officers from the Roads Policing Unit and vans from Norfolk Safety Camera Partnership and Suffolk SafeCam were deployed across both counties to increase checks. During the campaign between August the 22nd and August the 28th, a total of 2,047 were caught speeding, 1,851 of whom were caught by fixed and mobile cameras, while the remainder were caught by police officers. Officers issued 64 traffic offence reports for speeding in Norfolk, while 132 were issued in Suffolk. In Norfolk, 825 people were caught speeding in cars, 48 in vans, 4 in lorries and 3 on motorcycles. The numbers in Suffolk were slightly higher, with 1,109 people caught speeding in cars, 47 in vans, 10 on motorcycles and one person in a lorry. Chief Inspector Chris Barnard, head of roads policing in Norfolk and Suffolk, said speed limits are in place for a reason. The limit is set at the maximum safe speed to travel on a particular stretch of road. Norfolk's Police and Crime Commissioner, Lorne Green, added, excessive speed kills. These people not only put their lives at risk, but also those of someone's mother, father, brother, sister, child. So wake up and smell the roses before someone leaves roses on a grave. The only thing you should kill is your excess speed.
Driving in bus lanes, using a phone at the wheel and eating crisps all saw drivers pulled over by officers on Dereham Road in Norwich. The Norfolk and Suffolk Roads Policing Unit was out in force in the city as part of a European-wide operation called Project Edward. Dozens of motorists were pulled over for offences from drug driving to not wearing a seat belt. In the hour we spent with officers near the junction of Dereham Road and Gurney Road, 7 drivers were pulled over, including one for driving using a phone. and he told police he'd picked it up to reject a call. He was given a traffic offence report, meaning that he'll be referred to the central ticket office, who will decide whether to offer him a driver awareness course or whether to fine him 3 points and £100. In the operation, one driver was pulled over by police after he was spotted without his hands on the steering wheel. He said he'd been eating a packet of crisps on his way to work. "The police are just doing their job at the end of the day," he said. He was also given a traffic offence report.
150,000 traffic shake-up in Norwich, which we will see speed limits in a string of roads cut to 20 mile an hour, has been given the green light. Councillors agreed a scheme which would see changes in St Clement's Hill area in North Norwich, including limits in roads such as Elm Grove Lane and Chamberlain Road. The project would also see changes made to the St Clement's Hill junction with Magdalen Road. However, councillors on Norwich Highways Agency Committee went against the officer recommendation and voted not to get rid of guard railings near Sewell Park Academy and Sewell Park.
Christmas is the most magical time of year, and this year's festive season in Norwich is set to be our best yet. The team at Norwich Business Improvement District has unveiled plans for show-stopping light displays, hand crafters markets, and a magnificent tree to transform our fine city into a winter wonderland. Stefan Gurney, the Norwich BID Executive Director, said the idea was to turn the Norwich into the country's Christmas capital. Norwich Castle and City Hall will be used as a canvas for stunning projections, and for the first time, a tunnel of light will use thousands of light beams to recreate a true spectacle of nature, the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. Mr. Gurney said this will be something we've never seen in the city before. Christmas lights will also be put up around the Norwich Lanes and other popular shopping quarters, and a 28-foot Norwegian spruce will become a focal point at the corner of Bethel Street. The Nordic theme will continue with a Norwegian market outside the Forum for a week in November, which will then make way for an enterprise market where budding entrepreneurs will offer unique gifts handmade in the city. Mr. Gurney said, "Norwich has so much to offer, from boutiques up to big multinational chains. There's everything you could want for your Christmas shopping, and you'll also have an experience you could never get anywhere else."